On today's programme, Fergus Sweeney asks, what's Sweden ever done for us? Katrina goes onto the streets of Dublin to join the fight against bike thieves, and Brenda continues her investigation into how long it takes a woman to control her partner's wardrobe.
Since we got married, slowly but surely, my wife has taken over what I wear.
Really?
So when we go out shopping, she usually says, I like the look of this, and that's what we end up buying.
And you don't mind her picking your clothes?
I don't mind, no. God bless her, I love her, so that's great, yeah.
Our number is 1850 715 900. You can email mooney@rte.ie or send a text message right now about anything at all to 51551. And a very good afternoon to you. I just want to let you know we're having a little quiz today, which you might be interested in, but it's not our usual Mooney's Monday quiz. It is a flag quiz, okay? We're looking for two people, not three, two people, to take part in this very special quiz today. And it's not general knowledge, and it's there is a bit of music in there, yeah? It's quite a specialised quiz. It's all about the flags of the world. But it's not too hard, so don't let the theme put you off. If you know your Star Spangled Banner from your Union Jack, you should be able to answer the questions. And we have a great prize up for grabs, because the winner of today's competition will get to enjoy the Brataka Festival in Dunleary in style this weekend. That's a flag festival which is taking place in Dunleary. The prize is a two-night weekend break in the luxury four-star Fitzpatrick Castle Hotel in nearby Killiney. And your prize includes breakfast on both mornings and dinner on an evening of your choice in either PJ's restaurant or the Dungeon Bistro, located in the original dungeons of the castle. And the hotel will organise a driver to take the winner on the 7-minute trip to Dunleary. What about the winner's partner? Would they have to get the bus, I wonder?
So we presume
the winner and
them.
The partner.
Yeah.
I imagine, anyway. To Dunleary to enjoy the Brataka. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. We've got to return to something we did on the programme yesterday. We began to discuss towards the end of yesterday's show women and their tendency to change their partner's clothing. Brenda brought to our attention a survey that was recently carried out, and it found that women, when they begin a relationship, are tolerant of what men or their partners, let's say. I never thought of asking you what happens in the case of lesbian women, though I don't suppose this survey bothered itself.
I don't think it did.
No,
sorry about that, Eric. No,
I didn't think so. But at any rate, so women apparently after 6.5 months get fed up with what their male partners are wearing. Mm-hmm. They put up with it for the first 6 months, and then they throw a wobbly and they try to get rid of the clothing and change their man. Change the man, should I say. And in case of resistance, the action taken to change their partner's style can be ruthless. Just under half of women admitted to throwing away their partner's offending items without him knowing. And 1 in 7 took it on a stage further by putting them in the wrong wash on purpose.
Mm.
So everything ran.
So everything ran.
All the stuff probably came out pink.
Yeah, so you're kind of, I suppose, your white chino jeans now had a lovely purple streak.
What else did they find out in the survey?
Well, the top 5 fashion turnoffs for women, that the things that they really want to change if your man is wearing this, are Meggans. They're tight male leggings. Onesies. Now, I don't know many men who wear onesies anyway. Leather trousers, which is kind of an interesting one. 3/4 length trousers and flip-flops. So if your man is wearing them, you want to get in there and you want to change it, according to this survey. It's taken by Marks and Spencer's and Oxfam to try and encourage people to give unwanted clothes to charity. So that's kind of the background of it. And we did get a reaction because
huge.
A lot of people... Huge
well,
reaction
some of it.
Oh, go on for the crack.
Hi, Derek, you are right. Men and women should just get together for procreation and occasional enjoyment and go our separate ways after that. Now, did that come from a man or a woman?
Man.
No, it came from a woman.
Go away.
Yes, Bernadette.
Well done, Sister Bernadette.
I was about that.
Yeah.
Well, hang on there, Brenda. Men should be delighted that their women take an interest in their clothing, says Maeve.
Yes, she's right.
Hi, gang. I have a friend who is married, and in brackets it says, to an adult man.
Right.
And not alone does she pack his case for holidays, she puts his clothes out on the bed every morning.
Oh,
I wish
shocking.
I had a wife, says Marianne.
That is shocking.
Who is it? Zsa Zsa. Remember Zsa Zsa?
Zsa Zsa
Gabor.
Yeah.
She said that women should marry women.
Yes, I agree. That's
that
what every woman needs
stay
is
together,
a what. Yeah.
And that they should only meet in the bedroom. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I may be misquoting her, but she did say that. She said every...
Well, that's an easy life, Dennis. Why not?
Hi, guys. I'm one of those males that like my woman to dress me. Have been divorced for 10 years and have not bought any clothing other than socks and... Oh, the term I hate, jocks. I hate that term. In that time, every time I meet a lady, she will buy some with my money. I just can't be bothered, says... I don't know if it's Stefan or Stephen in Killarney. It says Stefan here. I wonder if Stefan is listening because I'd like to talk to Stefan. He could be interesting now.
He certainly could.
He likes
in
the
Killarney.
Idea of being dressed.
Yeah. So he lets us, what, 7 or 8 years he hasn't bought clothes? Is that what he said?
There would be women out there who'd just like that, wouldn't they? That's kind of like a fetish. Read the dress thing, guys.
Yes.
The only thing I would let a woman do for me is undress me.
Anyway, do you want to hear what people out and about
give
thought?
You know what.
Well, you're going
of
to hear anyway. Yesterday I talked to people and I asked them about this 6-month fashion test. How do they feel about it? Have they done it themselves? So this is men and women on the streets of Dublin and their opinions about all of this.
Well, since we've got married, slowly but surely my wife has taken over what I wear.
Really?
So when we go out shopping, she usually says, I like the look of this. Mm-hmm. And that's what we end up buying.
Can you describe the process, how it happened for you?
Just very gradually. You know, I would like a pair of jeans that looked like that, maybe from my bachelor days, and she'd say, no, you want something different now. Let's. I like this pair of slacks here, and I like this colour, and I'd say, yeah, all right then, I'll have them.
And you just go along with it, and you always like them?
To keep the peace, you know, it keeps her happy. Then I'm happy. That's all right. Mind you, I'm not allowed to choose what she wears.
Of course.
So it's one-way traffic.
Yeah.
But no, that's the process. And it's all right. I'm used to it now. So I've grown into it.
Has she ever sabotaged any of your clothes?
No. If she doesn't like something that I wear, she'll kind of make comments about it or put it at the bottom of the drawer so I don't see it so easily. I hate that shirt. You know, You know, you're not wearing that today, are you? And I say, what's wrong with it? Okay, so that's the end of that then.
The shirt's gone. It magically disappears.
Well, magically, we'll find its way to Oxfam or somewhere, so.
And you don't mind her picking your clothes?
I don't mind, no. God bless her, I love her, so that's great, yeah.
I buy everything. That means everything for him. He hates shops, so I kind of know what he likes. And he goes along with me with most things. Very seldom I have to take anything back.
Would you buy everything down to the socks and the underwear?
Everything. Underpants, everything. Yeah. The whole lot, socks, everything. He'd never think about himself anything.
Can I ask your experience of changing a partner's wardrobe? Have you ever done that?
No, I haven't.
Right.
And I never would. If I like the person, I like them for who they are, I wouldn't change the wardrobe. If you're deeply in love with somebody and you love them and you're mad about them, it doesn't matter what they're wearing. My last boyfriend would put on the odd thing and I mightn't really like it, and then I'd look at him, and if he's happy in it, well, then I'd be happy.
Can I ask how long you're married?
17 years.
And was there a moment when she started to make comments about your clothes or suggesting you change your shirt or go for this colour, that kind of thing?
Before we were married. Just, I don't like that on you, and just change it. I'll get you another one. Or arrives, she buys it for me.
And can I ask, was she like that at the beginning, or how did she?
Straight away.
And did you go along with it?
No, I'm totally idiot like that, yeah.
Have you ever had something that you liked that she didn't, that suddenly disappeared?
Definitely. A pair of boots. They were just the wrong colour. They were driving her nuts. So, yeah, she got rid of it. Binned it. Went to the bin to try and get them back and stuff like that, yeah.
But no use.
No, they're gone. The bin men have them. They're going around with them.
Do you buy your husband clothes?
Unfortunately, my husband died. So, yes, but no problem. I did buy his clothes for him, and I always pulled him by the earlugs to the men's department, and I chose what he should wear.
All the time?
All the time. He had no idea.
When did you begin to start picking his clothes?
When I got hold of my...
Put your headphones on, Brenda, because Stefan, the email I read out from Stefan earlier,
yes,
is now on the phone from Killarney. Hello, Stefan, how are you?
Hi, doing very well, and yourself?
Very nice to talk to you. It's not a Kerry accent.
No, not at all. I'm from South Africa.
And how long have you been in Killarney?
I came to South Africa. I came to Ireland in 2001 on holiday, and was eventually moved down to Killarney in 2003.
Oh, well, you were eventually moved down to Killarney. I like the way you said. So you met a girl, presumably, and she moved you down. Is that what happened?
No, I started up in Dublin with work, and the company I worked for moved me down to Killarney. Unfortunately, I love Killarney, really, I do.
You like Killarney? Well, I haven't been in Killarney for a while now. I'm not sure if they still like me in Killarney or not.
I don't think they like you in Killarney. You need to readjust your love affair with them.
Do they know that every time I mention Killarney, I'm on my knees, like I'm praying to St. Bernadette? You know, please forgive me in Killarney for something I just repeated that was in a newspaper. But at any rate, tell me, you are the one man who likes women to buy your clothes.
My mother did it when I was young and living in the house. And I left the house and my wife immediately did it after that. We got divorced in 98. And every time I get a girlfriend, she'd buy my clothes. If I don't, I actually need a girlfriend right now because I've lost quite a bit of weight and my clothes are really too big for me.
Why don't you just go get a personal shopper?
You can do that.
You don't have to go to all the trouble of dating and buying bags of chips.
There's benefits to getting somebody buying your clothes for you.
But tell me, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking you?
I'm 55.
Now, you see, if I said that to a woman, there'd be no way she'd be telling me how old she was. You can ask a man what age he is. This is another blooming difference. Yeah. So you're 55. And so how long are you serving? You used to say in the old-fashioned days.
Shoes I would buy on a fairly regular basis because you can't kind of get around without them.
No, and you know that women always look at your shoes as well.
Oh, do they?
Yes.
Happy days.
But that is true. They always
suss you out. Size 14, by the way.
Size 14? Go on. They're all looking at you now as you're walking down the road. I can tell you. Go on.
No, honestly, I wouldn't bother to even go. Like, if I go to Marks and Sparks here in town, I wouldn't go near the men's section. I head for the food section, and I love good food. My sisters are all...
Today on Mooney's Money, we want to make you happy. So here's your chance to win €1,000. To be in with the chance to win, all you have to do is answer the following question. True or false, Alex Ferguson is retiring as manager of Manchester United. If you think you know the answer, text the word Mooney, followed by your name and answer to 57111. Or call the competition line on 1515 71 72 00.
Texts cost €1 or £1 sterling. Aircom network calls cost €1.02. Other networks cost more. All entrants must be over 18.
For more information, visit our website, rte.ie/Mooney.
As you know, the Eurovision Song Contest all kicks off really in earnest next Tuesday, the first semi-final. Ireland will be represented by Ryan Dolan, Only Love Survives. He will be singing in position number 13 in the second half of the first semi-final. We haven't heard much airplay of his song, which is a real pity. I've been listening to lots of radio stations and not a lot of people have been playing it. Guys, if you're listening, please give it a lash today, tomorrow and the next day. Get people behind Ryan Dolan. Know your Eurovision Song Contest history, you will of course know that song was Flying the Flag for You, which was performed by British pop group Scooch in Helsinki in the year 2007. The song came 22nd with a total of 19 points. If Paul G was here, he'd be able to tell me that. He'd be able to tell me all of their names. He'd be able to tell me what they're doing now, exactly, where they were, where they weren't, what they wore under the costumes, what they wore at night. He's the real Jimmy McGee of the Eurovision, there's no question about it, or the Sister Wendy, as I said. But at any rate, Paul G has something in common with my next guest, because Paul happens to know an awful lot about flags of the world, something he has in common, as I said, with my next guest, Michael Merrigan, who's General Secretary of the Irish Genealogical Society. Thank you for coming in, Michael. The word for somebody who knows everything about flags?
Vexillologist.
Vexillologist. Vexillologist.
It was a term coined by a fellow called Whitney Smith during the 50s.
Yeah.
From the Latin for flag. Bit of a mouthful, but considering with the festival now, it's certainly going into the vocabulary of most people around Dunleer at the moment. So, but we prefer to use the Irish version for flags, just Bratica.
Bratica.
Yeah.
I'm sure I mispronounced it earlier on. I must apologise. Gumaleshgel.
Oh.
Bratica. So what's going on in Deliria this weekend?
You mentioned 1979, the Pope's visit, and you mentioned Italia 90. A huge period of change in Ireland. If you move on from Italia 90, I believe that Italia 90 freed the tricolour from a rather overtly political statement associated with, let's say, certain political groups. Mm. It was the way it was viewed by many people, let's say, the Gardaí or otherwise at the time. But the Italia 90 actually gave the flag back to everybody. Every house, as you're right, was festooned with it.
News headlines now at 4 o'clock with Eileen Dunn.
Good afternoon. A new initiative has been agreed with the banks and central bank to alleviate the debt burden of. News for now. There'll be news again on Radio 1 at 5.
Thank you, Eileen. You want to give out to me about Bonnie Tyler, Brenda, do you?
Yeah, no,
Joanne Cantwell is going to support you, I take it.
Thanks very much. No, you were talking about her performance on Graham Norton. I didn't see it until last night.
I didn't say there's anything wrong with her performance.
No. And I was going, okay, she's had a lot of filler or something in her face, but the song is really good and she's a great performer. She's kind of mum rock.
Spain this weekend, with Ferrari thought to be leading the chase to sign him.
10 things not everybody knows about Alex Ferguson. Would you like to hear one of them, two of them, three of them?
10 of them, please.
What do you think, Michael? Have you any interest in soccer at all?
Oh, absolutely. Man United all the way.
Once ran a pub. He has worked outside of football. He started out as a shop steward in the Clyde shipyard and later ran a pub in Glasgow that he renamed Fergie's, with a downstairs bar named The Elbow Room in memory of his physical style as a player. Did you know that?
I did. I knew about the shop steward. I didn't know about the pub.
He ran a pub. JFK is another topic. Gordon Brown sent him numerous CDs about the assassination of JFK. Ferguson bonded with Brown over a shared interest in US politics. Gordon sent me 30. Better mention their names.
Emma, my lovely wife, and yep. Christina and Michael, my mum and dad-in-law.
Very good. Does Emma, your lovely wife, after 6.5 months, try to change the way you dress?
Yeah, she's always trying to change the way I dress. She's long-suffering in that department.
All right. Have you got an interest in flags? I better ask you.
Yeah, I do. I think my dad gave me a flag book when I was a wee boy, and I kind of like reading through them, and like if a flag comes up on the TV, I usually know it.
Oh,
if it's not too hard.
Well, Claire, you might have a bit of a struggle on your hands here, but we'll find out. Remember, we accept your first answer. I said, there is no clock, merely a bell. I'm going to play a music clip. The band come from a country with two colours on their flag. One of them is blue. What is the second colour?
Can you hear the drums, Fernando? I remember long ago another starry night like this.
Any idea?
Okay, so that was ABBA.
It was?
So the Swedish flag is blue and kind of yellowy gold.
Okay. Let's move on to your second question. The flags of Bermuda, Australia and Fiji all share something in the top corner of their flags. What is that something?
The Union Jack.
Are you from Scotland?
I am.
Okay. Queer. I was going to say player. Player two, here's your third question. I'm going to play you a song.
Well, they both did really well. Claire Fitzgerald, starting with her and Dungarvan. She ended up with a score of 3 out of 5. And the ones that she got wrong, I'm red, white and green, and I want something to eat. What flag am I? It was a play on words. We were looking for Hungary.
Oh.
So red, white and green, and I want
that
something
was probably
to
on
eat.
The tip of her tongue.
Hungary. So she said Italy, and you know Italians have great food, but unfortunately we couldn't take that. The answer was Hungary. And Dia Nalleri is what you get when you turn Ireland backwards. Whose flag do you get if you turn the Irish flag backwards? And the answer was the Ivory Coast. So 3 out of 5 for Claire. But 5 out of 5 for William Holmes in Ratum.
William!
He got all of them right, and he is off to Dunleary, off to Killiney, to avail of the prize in the Fitzpatrick Castle Hotel this weekend.
That is true. Your wife, Emma, will be thrilled. Is it true or false?
Oh, true. Absolutely true today.
Well, congratulations.
Sitting
in your kitchen,
much.
You've won €1,000.
Great stuff.
Bye.
Thanks, Derry. Bye-bye.
That's all we have time for today. Thanks to Brenda, to Katrina. Thank you to everybody who listened, to Sinead, to Anna who produced today, and to Kira on sound. We do it all again tomorrow at 3 o'clock. In the meantime, I'm going to hand you over to Ireland's most listened to and most popular drive time radio show with Mary Wilson.